All right, today's is my third. Okay, everybody say shalom to all. Okay, today we finish up 34 and we'll come to 35. And, you know, hopefully we'll be on schedule. We'll probably have Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. We'll let you know. And we already made a date for the Bechina on May 9th. And then those that want to join for Hilchas Avelos on May 10th, we're going to be starting Bezer Shem. And those that want to come to Hilchas Mila as well are welcome. The signs are up, all to be Bezer Shem taking place in this room.
When does that Zman end?
The end is not...
I'm not on a schedule, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm also curious myself. but, you know, somewhere in June, I don't know how things go.
Zman just started.
Yeah. Yeah, we're ahead of all the yeshivas. We start before Rosh Chodesh, so we have to go with, you know... You should know, the first year, you should know that I gave the Nida packets, the Nida Shir. It was a June Zman. You know? But I went until around Tisha B'Av. And that's why some of the packets say J. The early ones say J1, J2, because it was a June Zman. And then I put all the supplements, like, packets 6A, 6B, 6, those weren't part of the first shiur. Because as I got different shilas, you know, the first was the general thing, and then I got more shilas. I wanted to be ma'ayin in more of the inyanim. So that's hence they made, I made more packets. Okay. A couple of things that we still did not complete in packet 34 is the following. We said that if a woman gives birth to a boy, she's tamei for 7 days. She gives birth to a girl, she's tamei for 14 days. So that means that even if it's a lady of Eshta, that was, because when a woman gives birth, she's going to bleed also. So that's going to be Damnida, which we treat like Damziva, etc. So, but even if theoretically there was a Leida Yaveshta, meaning there was no Dam, the Leida itself is Matame. Right? The Leida itself is Matame. So, and therefore we say you can't go to the mikveh before 14 days for a girl and before 7 days for a boy, but usually... The blood, the bleeding is going to usually supersede it. Meaning she's going to bleed for like 5 weeks or something like that. So then she'll have her, her what? She'll have her 7 days because she'll have 5 weeks. You know, sometimes people ask me, oh, the seven, right? Seven the kim. Do you have to do the five and the seven? So I said, what do you mean the five and the seven? You did 5 weeks. So, in other words, you do the five and the seven, but you had 5 weeks. So, I just have to tell you something. Last night, the first time this ever happened to me, somebody, I was at a copay, a shiva call someplace, so they had a mara, they wanted a badika, they wanted to show me. Okay? So I come back. After Mara, 10:30 Mara, 10:45 at night, I called him back. I said, I looked at the Vedika, so it's good. So the fellow's response to me, so she's a Nida? I said, no, it's good. No, but he wanted, to him, being it was a Vedika from a Vesis. So he wanted, since the period's going to come already tomorrow, this, he wanted that she already should be Anita now. So in his mind, being good was Anita. But I said to him, it's good! She's not Anita! But in his mind, being good was being Anita. So it's a Musa Haskell. Sometimes maybe you have to say she's Anita. You know? Because different people have a different perception of what's good. You know, in different contexts. So I just never had that experience before. I said, it's good. So he said, she's neither. So I said, no, she's good.
Why was it good that we start the need already?
Because, in other words, if she's going to bleed, say, already tomorrow or this, so already start already now, so then hopefully she'll only bleed, a couple of days, so then but you need the five. So if you're ready, you can start it now, so you'll already have your, one day more towards the five. So in his perspective, he was already holding that she's getting her period, so might as well come already. So that was the... I just thought that was very interesting. I never had that dialogue before with somebody. I said, it's good. I said, oh, it's Anita. Okay. So that's how it works. So the way it works is that usually she's going to bleed way beyond, so you'll be covered. But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes, like in a miscarriage, where she doesn't bleed so much, so she can bleed say 5 days, and then it'll be 7 days. But then, if it's a girl or a Suffolk girl, we have to tell her, even though you did the five. This is an example where you can do the five and the seven, and still you can't go to the mikveh, because if she had a girl or a Suffolk girl, then she still has to wait 2 more days to go to the mikveh. So that's a
by child, like 5 weeks. You have to wait 7 on top of that, though, meaning
seven.
I'm saying still to mean you still have to have 9 p.m.
Right.
Even though I'm saying it's whatever she believes then, you don't have to wait.
In other words, the 5 weeks is just the reality that a lot of times she's going to bleed for 5 weeks. It can be 6 weeks.
That saves you having to deal with the 5 days.
Right, that's what I just said. In other words, you don't have to do it for 5 days, but you did 5 weeks. Right, so the whole idea is the 5 days of Poletish of Hazara. So you have 5 weeks, it's the best of them five. You have a Mehudadik of 5 days, you have 5 weeks. Okay? So, yeah.
Does she have to start the Chajan on the Shavuot after the 14 days? Or let's say she's not bleeding already a few days in?
So we paskin against Rabbeinu Tam, that the Yimei Leida She'ena Robahem count for the Zayin Nikim. That was, right? If you hold that it's not one of the Al-Kagams. Right? If you hold like that it's one of the Al-Kagams, Rabbeinu Tam, so, because this is a Machlok is by Rava. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is one of the Al-Kagams. This is the Lamed of the Al-Kagam. So that means here we pass can like Abaye and it won't count. And then you can't count the Zayin Kim until you've finished with the Yemei Leida. But we don't pass can like that. But that's a good... remember Rabbi Berzon Zatzal, who's the father of Rabbi Azaria Berzon. So Rabbi Berzon was my Rav growing up. And he had 3 sons and 2 daughters. And he named them Hananya, Mishael, and Azaria. People ask how did he know it was going to work out. So Hanani, Mishael, and Azaria. What? No, Adina, Judy and Adina. Azari was in Toronto for a short time. Yeah. And he was in Lander. He was mainly in Eretz Israel. He was the one who started Maseret. Yeah, so I grew up in the father's... so he always reminisced, he learned in YU by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. No, the real. So he was talking about his smicha bechina, and one of the questions was, "What's the yalkagam?" And the different shitas, I guess, on the yalkagam. That was one of something they asked. He was one of the great orators. He knew how to learn also, but he was one of the great darshanim I've ever heard. They have the books, but Dovei Mishorim and other things, but you don't get it. When you don't see the live person and how he delivered it. Okay. Now, the Torah says another halacha. that for 33 days by a boy, after the seven, there's 33 days. So for 33 days, she's what?
Tahora.
That means that even if she'll get her period, it doesn't count. Provided that she went to the mikveh already. Because if you didn't go to the mikveh, then you still tamei from the leida. But once you went to the mikveh, the leida is finished. Now you get a 33-day freebie.
After the
seven of leida, the 33 days of free.
This morning's
Yeah, that's right. See, we're on time. That's the raya that we're holding everything on time, right? And for a girl, it's 14 days. 14 days of tuma, and then she'll go to the mikveh. If theoretically, if she wasn't bleeding. And then she gets 66 days free. Free B. That you can bleed up to the gazelles. And she's...
she gets it on the Yom
HaBet. Right. So, one second. So that's what the Torah says. But the Chachamim did away with this... In other words, it's a good heter. You know, and of course, Rabbi Tachman is going to tell me, so how do we deal with the Taz HaYadua? So we have to deal with it.
There's
more kashas in the Taz HaYadua than the Taz
HaYadua. After the 66 days, do you have to worry about the Yom HaVesis again? Or is it from prior Yom HaVesis?
Yeah, so that's a separate thing, you know, when she gets back her HaVesis. Okay. So why... Why aren't we? Why don't we have this heter anymore? Because we don't allow this heter. In other words, you have a woman who gave birth and went to the mikveh, then she gets a period. We're going to send her back to the mikveh again. We're going to have to do the 5-7, and she doesn't get this. So why? What? When did we lose this heter?
For the same reason that women don't,
as so let's see. So there are a couple of reasons given why the heter was taken away. Right, the Torah says refer. That's the Taz. There's a famous Taz, something is before Heter, the Chachamim can't answer. So Rav David Cohen Shlita from Brooklyn, he wrote a sefer called HaTaz HaYadua, because the Taz has this Yisod. So he wrote a whole sefer with all the exceptions and questions. He's into that, collecting interesting and making a... sefer. Like Rabbi Tuchman said, I should talk about this year we did Kesef Kedushin. This Kedushay Bia. But they asked it Kedushay Bia. So how could they ask the Kedushay Bia, but it's Beferish? So, and
there That's not Beferish Bekra.
Sure it is. It's Beferish Bekra. Kikachish
Vola.
It's Beferish Bekra.
Doesn't mean to say that.
Okay, so
you can ask the same question about blowing shofar on Shabbos. It's better to the Torah.
No, it's not. It's not.
What?
It's not.
It's not.
Who says let's talk about Shabbos?
Okay.
Rabbi Farish. Okay. So look on page 35 in the Ramban.
Thank you.
So he writes, Lo Hifrishu Chof, page 35, on the right bottom. Lo Hifrishu Benos Yisrael Midam Nida Midam Leida Hafilu B'tochi Meitor. Whereas, they don't make any distinctions. Even you Meitor, you don't get. Tirish Lochosh L'kilkul Godol. L'litos Arei Rovam Apilos Anu Metamim V'osam L'fi Shein B'kiyas B'dover Harbei Mehem Sheyoshvas M'sofeg L'zochel L'kei V'lanida M'din Talmud V'imtagel Ese Isha L'hani K'tarab B'dam Habavi Meitor Yavo L'oma Shekol She'anu Metamim V'osam L'eida Yesh Lo Yimeitor. That was, they'll make mistakes and they'll say that all Leida's mutter. With all the different, you know, cases, Chachamim didn't want to rely on that because the Olam is not Lamdanim. So you got to be a big Lamda. Oh, this case is different than that case. So they made everything like Benos Yisrael Machmer, like even Tipas Dam Kechadol, but it really shouldn't be. Tipas Gamadan shouldn't be Shiva Nakim. But so once we're going to have this din, it's going to cause too much mistakes, and therefore they did away with it.
Without logic, you say anything. When the Torah says a certain number of days, not a complicated number,
right?
They knew how to count. I'm just meaning they were able to count the total of the 7 days. Otherwise,
yeah,
the 7 days they only count. And then it doesn't. You could say, oh, she's always asura at that point. I mean, like,
every Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, sometimes it's a suffix, so in the case of a suffix, it's a suffix to me, you can't get the Yimei, because maybe there was no Leida.
It's like a suffix Leida.
So then you don't get, so then you'll make it, you'll confuse that case, and you'll take...
That's what you said.
Yeah. Yeah, look, the Torah, obviously you're following the Torah. The Torah wasn't chayshish for this. You're so v'chachamim, sore, and believe me, I see in life, you know, people just make all types of mistakes. And you would think things are so boring.
Even within all these, like, buffers that we created, people still make it. So we're just cutting down mistakes for them to make other mistakes? It seems like if we gave them a 33-day or 66-day period, that they're free, there'd be fewer mistakes. You have less time to make mistakes. No matter what happens on those days, you're covered.
Yeah, so...
I just don't understand the logic.
Okay. Make mistakes, yeah. Sorry.
Maybe they're right, but does she get the Meitar, even if she... doesn't stop bleeding after the first 7 days?
No, if she never went to the mikveh from the Leida, then she still has the original tumor.
If she can't go to the mikveh,
well, she has to stop. If she's still bleeding, so then she can't go to the mikveh because she's a nida, but it's over, whatever. Right. In other words, if she was bleeding within the 7 or 4, I mean, yeah. In other words, once, but she'll have to go to the mikveh. You're right. No. I mean, we have to see the Gemara. What if the Mayan was never okay? You know, sosum. That's a different shiloh. So we did away. Let's look in the Rambam on page 36. 36, remember? Look in the Rambam. Can call Hayoledis Bisman Hazeh.
Even if she doesn't have
blood, it's a yevesha. One second. Okay, hold. How you let this person have that? He can you three chashiv and nikiim kimo shabiyano. We're just talking about that she bled, but we treat it like a ziva.
But if she didn't bleed, we
so that's a separate thing. Says the minig poshut in Bavel and Eretz Israel and Spain, all these places that you don't get Yimei Torah. Hakol dam shatira, ha'isha bein dam koshi, bein dam tohar, hakol tamei. Then halacha v'avadin zeh b'yimei ha'gaonim neschadish. You see, different than the Rambam saying, it's, you know, from Takaras Reb Zeira, he's saying b'yimei ha'gaonim, v'hem gozer shalo yesham dam Torah klal, shezeh shechmir ha'atzma b'yimei chachmei ha'gemara, but see, there's someone who holds like you, Jacob. The Torah holds like you? And the Frenchman.
The French hold the God.
The French. But the boy Torah, Torah, Kedin HaGemara. Ad, Ad Yom HaChasvir, Tvil, 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 Tvil,
but
no one has, I mean, so what can I tell you? But I'll tell you this, that, you know, my discussions with Rav Abadi in different Hilchas Nida Shilas, so he always wants to know, you know, was there a Leda, was it a boy or girl? Because he'll use it, not to, in other words, if it's Vade Tome, then it's not going to, it's maybe not boil, but if it's a case of, you know, which way to tilt the scale, is it enough to be a Ria, not a Ria, you know, so then he'll tilt the scale cooler if it's in the Yimei Torah, because it's only a minhag.
Maybe if it wasn't a
Bakosh
or whatever.
Yeah, that's what Broid once told me also, he thought that if it's in Yimei Torah, then it may be just a minhag, so there can be maybe more cooler. So, I remember Yossi Weberman said from Rav Parfenis, you know, you should never say this out. You can think about it in your mind.
Because we
after it, but, you know, in the back of your mind, you know.
But so it's not considered as a Drabonah, the
right, that's the way the Rambam is saying it. It's a minhag. And there's even a discussion in the poskim about she goes to the mikvah. But she goes to the mikvah. Yeah. Take a look on page 41. Take a look on page 41 in the Piskei Tshuva. Ayin b'shut tshuva me'ava. Who's the tshuva me'ava? Yeah, fleckless. Chelak Aleph. Simon Samaches. Should this topic? Yishlam b'varach al tefilah shan dam Torah. In other words, this happens all the time. Women bleed during the Yimei Torah. So midoraisa, she's tohar. It's only a minute. So it's a question whether you make a bracha on a minute, right? We know that the Sfardim, they don't make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh and Halal and Chol HaMoed Pesach, and there's a Pesach. They don't make, so they don't make a bracha on Minhag. So do you make a bracha on this? Kevin Shein Elam and Havik, Kevin Shein Reed, and Dein Bracha Mela Rava. Yeah, so that's Shachal Tari Min V'Lav Rafi B'Yadi. So he has a whole... And he said he asked his Rebbe to know the Behuda, and he was mafakpeg. So then they asked the Chasam Sofer, and he said, well, if we hold, we make a halal on a minute, you know, on Yom Tov Sheni, so, and on Chosh Chodesh, so then you should make here. So for Shteitzach. But I would think, you know, the minhag is to, to make the bracha.
See,
this is the first time. So and I'll tell you a big yisod Chazal say that once there's no bracha, people mezalza. I mean, Rabbi Klepfisch told me from Rav Soloveitchik, he's in the Shmini Atzeres, that he you know, in fact there's no bracha that caused the whole what he calls, different people think maybe it's not as whatever, but, you know, once there's no bracha, you know, then you're going to see, so the people are going to say, oh, ich bin an Iberchachem, and, you know, it's mutter, look, the Pasuk says it's mutter, and they're going to all forget about that whole tefillah. You always, the bracha is very important. It gives the...
So they don't want to kill him. They have to be Torah by making a bracha.
Yeah.
They
don't want to kill him. Yeah. Rav Yoina, the Zokter.
It's interesting that by Chesi Halal, Meraki is the Chazim makes bracha. So it could be because of this chat. To not be Mizazo.
You mean as opposed to everyone else?
Yeah, no one makes just the Chazim.
And by the other, by Chal Shalom, everyone makes?
Yeah, everyone makes.
That's
interesting.
That's
interesting. But at least just the Chazan makes.
Really?
So it could be because of the chat.
That's a check. This farm from in Hagi, Morocco.
I have a sefer.
You have the sefer?
Abbreviated.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So maybe because there's chat, because not to be the Zal of the Mitzvah. Maybe.
People stop putting tefillin on Chol HaMoed because some people had
Oh, that could be, yeah. Maybe.
Actually, he's established,
he says,
that the Raya Haraz
with a woman.
He's
right. If
it's a
Kessler,
whatever, it's not
for
Lavimus,
so
he can't be
Mikos,
so he's not
for
her. So then he says, Sarafim.
What does it make a bracha?
But I think most
of the Menagolim, yeah. He says, yeah, so if you tell him not to. Yeah, I once had some Shiloh, which was discussed with Rav Alsh, I forget the exact Shiloh, but he said, yeah, for sure. Because once you're doing without brachas, shows his kal. And once it's kal, you just take it a step further, and just, it's gone. But that's the way the world is.
When you say that quietly, we could maybe move to the more cooler side, then you may know how to answer the question of 50-50. Does that mean that during the regular like not the Yom time?
It depends what the particular shayla. Like Ramabani would say, if it's mama, she did a bedika, and it was red during the Yemei Tohar, he's not going to be meiko. But if it was a chveis, you know, one of these cases, she was spotting. The question was, it heavy? Was it not? Where to draw the line? So. He would ask me, is it your lettuce? And he asked me, is it a boy? Was it a girl? And if it's a girl, then things are much better, obviously. Since you have 66 days, Baruch Hashem. You know, so that is the story. Okay, one thing left in this packet is Leida. At what point does a woman become Tamei in the pregnancy? So there's a Mishnah on page 22. In Olos, Per Zion, Mr. Dallas. Isha Shehimaksha Leilet. Right? She's about to give birth. So it's Yom Yibais Labais. So, and unfortunately, she was like a stillborn or whatever. It was the Vlad died in childbirth. And so Isha Shavu Makshu Leilid Votsiyuhua Mibayis Labayis. And they took her from one house to another house, meaning she couldn't walk anymore, so they had to take her out from house A to house B. Harishon told me besofik, Vasheni bevadai. So the question is, so when do we assume the child died? We're not sure. We know if he's in the second house, he's already dead. We don't know if the death took place already in the first house.
Where did she give birth, in which house?
So 1 second. So we know that the child was dead in the second house. If he ever dead in the first house, we don't know. But that's the point. In other words, if she can't walk anymore already in the first house, that shows that there was a level of Leida that already took place. So once the Leida took place, then, but we don't know if he was dead. Maybe he was alive in the first house. But we know a Leida took place. So, because if the child is dead inside the womb and never came out, there was no Leida, so then it's not going to be Matame because it's all Balua. Once the Leida took place, then it could be Matame other things. We just don't know when the death took place. But we know that the Leida took place already in the first house. You know, some form of Hotzi Rosho of some sorts. So you see from here a simon that when you can't walk already, when you have to Hotzi Yua, they had to carry her out, that's a simon that there's a Leida that took place. So that's what I'm reviewing. They must have as much as he needs to parents 23 need to tell us begapayim. Havam haisa mahalachas. But if she could walk, then harishon tar. So then, we don't care when the kid, when he died, because there was no lady yet. So by the fact that she could walk, so even if the child died in the first house already, but she's still walking. Shemin shenivtach hakever ein pnai lahalech. That's the lashon. That once the psichus hakever, you know, so some form of leida, so she can't walk anymore. So that's one of the simanim that are given in the poskim for if a woman is tamei for leida, is if she can't walk anymore, then she's coming.
If the first house is only tomei misafek, because we don't know at what point the baby died.
Exactly. So he says, if you look at Rav Abadi and the Or Yitzchak has the Klolim here on page 30. So he says, Isha Muber, Mahi Yoledis, Isha Muber, she's Chilal Aledis, Hainu Niftach Bekora, Nikres Yoledis, Vasur Labailu, Tzorach Benog, Kol Achokas, Kamo Kamo Isha Nida. Beis, Lo Niftach Mekora, Ulam Achzu Otzire Leida, she has, you know, contractions, Adayim Muteresi, Ad She'ena Yicholo, Lalechis Braglea, Dazi Tmeya. That's the Mishnah. That's the, learned out from that Mishnah. If Sikut Sirev Chosens Laiteri Kabon Shahoysa Kodum, the Enat Srikhul of Dokas Atzmo. Achim Harofe or Mioz Meidim Shasova Moko Patuach, Ames Chashim Zel Esso. That's what we discussed last time. But even if she's dilated, that was Rabbi Gedalia Berger's problem, that he said it was his hardest problem in Hilchas Nida, that it was already dilated to the sheer Psichas HaMakor, and we don't Asa her. What he told me is that it's not Omed. I don't know what he means in this line here. But I don't know if that's what he told me. This is a machlo. Some hold that when the water breaks, she is Tameya. There's some poskim who hold like that. So Rav Abadi holds not that way, unless there's blood in the water. Yeah, it could be, but I guess he's still Kleishish that. Right, but. I don't know.
But at this point, she can walk still?
Yeah. I remember my last. I think it was our last son that we had so far. As we were walking into the hospital, the water broke. You can see there was water on the, you know, the water broke as we were walking into the hospital. So she was still walking.
When we say walking, you mean like unaided walking? Like sometimes she could walk, but you know, she needs someone to like just steady
girl. Yeah. I mean, it's not sure that means that the case of the Mishnah was that she had to be carried out.
Anything
less than be carried out. Like you can walk and rest. Yeah. Well, let's say she
Why again, why
did
she
might prefer not to walk?
So what's the reason?
Why did she care walking
that
did right tummy later,
right?
Because I guess there's enough of the
later
process happened that will
assume that she
didn't
admit blood.
No, she
doesn't
have to admit blood because later's matame. So later means later can mean hotzi rosh, you know, that the, you know, later doesn't have to mean that the whole kid is out.
She didn't want to walk.
So enough of the rosh is already so. So then there's a whole discussion here in the Sidrei Tara on page 31.
According to the Rabbi, when is that time she can't walk?
She can't walk. When is the time she can't walk? When she can't walk.
Well, let's see. I imagine imagine that many women at a certain point decide they don't want to be walking in it. I mean, like, is that it at that point?
No, it means they can't walk. It doesn't mean that they're tired and they're fatigued. And it means
they're also very subjective. Some women,
but the case of the commissioner is that they won't be able to walk. Usually it doesn't happen. Usually the women get to the hospital before when they're still able to walk. That's usually... I told you the case... One of my Talmidim, a true story, obviously. One of my Talmidim was, she was expecting the wife. And they were, always people are afraid, you know, it's going to be on Shabbos or whatever. So we take all the things. So I said, okay, it's on Shabbos, you'll go with your wife in the cab. And, you know, for all the cab, you'll go in there. So he asked me, and her mother, could she come too? So he said, mother, what does she have to come for? That's what I said. So they didn't listen to me.
He's a crowd.
They didn't listen. And the mother came. And what happened? What happened was, this is not a true story. She gave birth in the cab, and the mother had to deliver the baby. And after that, anyone who asked me if they want their mother to come, they say, you can come.
Some cab drivers.
Yeah, some cab drivers. I assume some cab drivers.
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, and some cab drivers probably can't deliver. I don't know if that's one of the criteria to be. So till now, let's say the time, page 31. Peshut Nachla Shiva, Simon Tess, Kosov. The Isha Shamoli loaded the lettuce, Lefi Dimyoina. As a woman thought she's ready to give birth according to her Dimyoin, the Karole Miladis, and they called the Miladis, Yamshar Nashim Kimo, Shigia, Ace Ledosa. And of course, all the women said, yeah, it's time. It's Asku Ima. And all these people, all these women were masking that it's time, and it never had, it didn't happen. And she's still walking around. She's fully pregnant. And then she takes mana. That the minhag in Poland was that once they called the Mieledis, and she says she's ready, then they treat her like a nida. The herich lasos muchos la minhag al pi hadin mehadi isa perik bafanin the psichas hakever himishiteshev al amashper. Right, that the Gemara has in Shabbos that. And once she's on the birthing table, you have to assume that she's tummy, and that it's psichas hakever. For kaima lo diav shel psichas hakever below dam, kain tev meya, she yoshka la mashper. Because of all zeh b'sefer solos lemincha, zeh l'shono, l'aniyaz daiti ein devar berur. The culture kain ein muchrochim. Taf de kaima lo of a mashper, kever, no, it means if she was on the mashber and then she gave birth. No birth.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that is a kaka, we talk kishu is that. But if it was a false alarm, this happens all the time, false alarm. So, you know, so then they send you home. So you don't say, oh, you were on the table. No, but it was a false alarm. Right, so you see from that that once the psichs of kever that's going to cause later, you can't walk anymore. This woman walked for another 4 weeks, so the whole thing was a mistake.
What was the assumption that this people would be caught because when the alaris was called that she's already
stayed in the Gemara, mishteishav al hamashper. Once she was on the birthing table, that's psichs of kever, and therefore she's tummy. So he's just saying that you can't read it so literally without understanding. Yeah, I can also sit on the mashper because I'm giving birth. He says, there's so hard to say this is a minute. So we can be Mechal Shabbos. If we have a suffix, you don't have a mashbir, right, because we have to koshish, the suffix pikuach nefesh. Okay, So that's what he says. So he doesn't think that, but if she's on the mashbir and that's leading up, so it's hard to define exactly, at what point, she's going to exactly be a nida when she's, I usually assume when she's on the mashbir, sometimes it could, my first child, took 22 hours. As it was induced, it was a 22-hour thing. Started on Thursday afternoon, and it didn't come till Friday morning. And most recent, it was like in half an hour, it was over. Because it's quicker. But also the first one was induced, so she was losing fluid, so he had to induce.
You know this doesn't apply.
That's what it says. The last paragraph. Correct? Yeah. Okay, sorry. Right. Yeah, but it's not Matame.
Right.
I mean, it should be Tame Midin Nida. Right? In other words, she's going to bleed. But you don't have the halacha of. Yotzei Dolphin is not Matame Veleda. That's why you're not Mechal Shabbos for Bris Mila for Yotzei Dolphin, because that's this week's Parsha. Because Tumas Mila is Tolay and Tumas Leda.
They often put them into one bed to assess whether or not it's a real thing, and then they'll bring them to another bed for the actual birth. I assume you mean the second of those two.
Yeah.
Even if they're not going to walk, they usually bring them in a wheelchair at that point.
Let's say the woman has contractions for, let's say, hours.
Right.
So you have to say all those hours.
Right.
Even if she's on the masturbator, right?
Right.
2 hours, she wasn't.
Right, but it's hard to.
So meaning is when the doctors hold me by, okay, it's.
Pushing. Ready to push.
Yeah.
Oh, and then my first son, I went after the whole night. It was Cholamoid Sukkos. So I went to Davin Shachris. Sukkot. I don't want to miss Shacharis Sukkot. So I went to Dar. So on the way back from Shacharis down, it was in Beth Israel Hospital. So it was down the shul downtown there. So my wife called me and said, you know, better come home soon. Better come to the hospital. Better start to push. I don't know. It's hard.
So is that a good
idea? You know, I don't know. You know, but I discussed this with Rabbi, so you know his shita.
So why are you there?
Yeah, why are you there? Right. So I can, you know.
Well,
there's a different approaches whether the husband, in the why world, the husbands are always in the work, the bay, in the room where the wife gives birth. In other circles, so Rabbi's of the shita that the husband has no business being there. In other circles, that's obviously he doesn't look at the Yosef Malkum, but he's, you know, in the yeah, is there. So that's why he will never give me a clear answer, because I can never give him a good reason why she's there, because he holds she shouldn't be there. So, but okay.
Rob, you know, it's not counting by the hour. You count by the day. So I'm saying either way, there's going to be a bit of leeway.
Yeah.
It's a few hours before, a few hours later.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah.
You don't count, start counting 2 weeks later.
No, but you when you have to stop touching her, when you can't hold hands anymore.
I can't make feet of the ice chip.
But as far as obviously,
you feel
like
a hole, and so usually I tell people once they're on the mashbir, even though I can't say, you know, obviously she's not going to. But
sometimes that you can even say, is this going to be
a long call?
Yeah.
Or
that doesn't even stick around.
Would that
change?
Is it go to sleep for the night?
Yeah, after we leave the room. Then
something like that change. Can you wheel it on the wheelchair? Can you wheel it?
Yeah. So that's more cow to wheel, you know. That's more cow. But Yotze Dofen, there'll still be blood, so she'll. Yeah, okay. Okay. Now, there is a Rambam I want to show you, and then we'll. I guess we're not going to do packet 35. Okay. Hashem will make sure everything will work out. Okay, so let's see. Right.
This is why you don't make
problems. Okay, look at page 37, you'll see an interesting Rambam. V'chein zeh shetimtza b'mikts m'kolmos. V'timtza tshuvas l'mikts g'onim shi'ol. Let us zachal lo t'shamish mitosa at so far boim. There's some people who read the Pasuk in Chumash differently. That teshev is made tara doesn't mean that she's mutter during these 33 days. It means she's usher till tesakev. So they have a minhag that if you give birth to a boy, you tamei, and then it keeps going for another 33 days. If you let us the kevach hachmonim, avol pishul osa dam, avtok shiva. So he says, ein zem minhag elatosu. It's because they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, how we translate. That Teshev doesn't mean that Teshev betumasa, but it means that.
Why would it doesn't make any sense. Why would they
do this? Mitzvah lakufan, because they hold me liban, lachziron the divya chacham, shetispoi, sayyam, and kim, levak, moshe biarno. So that's the. But it's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch he quotes this minhag. Right, the minhag made it to Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, take a look at page 13.
That's the ultimate formula. Not only do we hold by the kula of the Torah, but we turn it into a formula.
Yeah.
That will satisfy your concern.
Mihu, page 39, last line in the Ramah. Miu yesh mekoma shenogim she'ein tovlim toch arboim lezachar v'shmonim lekeva. Ve'im hatim mokom shenogim l'achmer. He takes it seriously. Av mokom she'ein minag av av mokom she'ein minag ein l'achmer klal. Rach miyad shelo rosa dam achashiv lezachar v'arboim lekeva v'sofer shivikim uteres l'bayla.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay, so in the Darkei Moshe, he has a whole cheshbon of what, why they had this minig. They were choshes for Rabbeinu Tam, and they used to be tovel shvedei tvilos. So, where does that come from? The Pasha says it came from the Tzidukim, but then the Ramah wouldn't have brought it down. So he says that, no, he says, page 42, Omnam li nira de Rabbeinu Tam echmiro atzman. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who says that the may lay that don't count for the Zion, because he counts it as the Al Kagam. Oh, so one second. In other words, it used to be they had the shtei tefilos, one after the seven and one later on. So it should still be tamei. So. So you can't count the Zion Nikiyim until after 40 days. Lazakar and Shishmon came as in Shtava and Minna, Lachain and Limkos, Klaubi and Rogi Machim, Gadash and Rina Tam. Avogav the Tam Zushal based field, Hain Chilog Benim Tok Shmonim or Achar Shmonim, where it doesn't have to do with 40, it has to do with whether you went to the mikvah or not. So they made it such a minig. Those were machmir for Rabbeinu Tam within the 40 or the 80. So then they didn't go to the mikveh then. So they didn't count the Zayin Nikim then. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam is about being tamei, about you may. So whatever it is, that's. They had this type of chumra, but we don't have this chumra, so it's not no gamma maisa. Okay. Yes.
But
the minute is not to be voluntarily made anyway. So why would the minute not be voluntarily made? The minute is not to be voluntarily made tar if she saw blood. The minute is to go to the mikveh. And then once you went to the mikveh, you could be bold and make Torah. The minute not to be bold and make Torah means if there was dam, you know. Okay. We'll stop here today. So Wednesday, we'll continue Bez Hashem. Thursday, also. Okay. But this is an important shiur, so we couldn't rush through it. And,
we have shiur Thursday.
Yeah. And Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
And, okay.